It's a new week, and it's time for a new episode of the Cardinal Kickoff. I'm Rowan Elbert. That's Max Gilley. Should be a fun week talking about Ball State football, especially with the home opener this Saturday against New Hampshire.
You know, we talked earlier this season about how exciting it was that football is back. But now, like you mentioned, Ball State finally getting hosted at Schumann Stadium. It's going to be family weekend. It's going to be a big crowd. Great day for some Ball State football.
But before we get into that, we have to talk about Ball State's recent matchup against Auburn on the road. It was a game where Ball State had -3 rushing yards, 68 total yards compared to Auburn's 495. But the Cardinals were able to get some points on the board in a 42-3 loss. Max, what were some of your biggest takeaways?
Well, some of my biggest takeaways were that there were some good defensive stops. And truly, the defense really impressed me with just some of their moments out there against Auburn. Offensively, I mean, you heard the numbers. It probably wasn't the experience the offense would have wanted to have, and there's still some things to learn. It's early in the year, and the big thing is it's a brand new team, brand new coach. It's going to take some time to get to be one of the best versions of Ball State. So just looking back at that Auburn game, like I said, there were some big defensive moments that I was really proud of.
Yeah, including 5 sacks, 4 of them coming in the first half. The Ball State front 7 looked really good.
And that's exactly what you want to have. When you're playing these Power 4 opponents, you would like to win. It's highly unlikely. So the big thing there is you want to have some good moments and some things to take into your home opener and eventually Maction. So I think if Ball State's defense can play like they did, specifically with that front 7, it's gonna be a good year for Ball State defense.
It also didn't help. You're playing against Auburn, 87,000 strong. I mean, for the home opener for them, I mean, that's an insane atmosphere.
I mean, there's nothing like any SEC home games, but then you add, it's the home opener. You add that it's at night on national television. And you add that it's an Auburn team that was looking to prove a point that they deserved to be ranked. That's why they end up being ranked 24th now. They wanted to show the committee that, hey, we want to be ranked. We want to show that we're one of the top teams, and we're going to use Ball State to show you.
And for more on the matchup with Auburn and to preview New Hampshire next week, it's Ball State football's head coach, Mike Yuremovich. Here with Ball State head coach, Mike Yuremovich. Coach, how do you evaluate your team's performance?
The guys played hard on Saturday. Obviously, I was really impressed with our defensive front. I thought they played a really good game. There's things we got to clean up offensively, which we'll work on this week.
What did it mean to you to coach in an environment like Auburn with that, just the 87,000 fans going wild? What did it mean to you to coach in that environment?
I mean, every game is just as important as the next, regardless of the crowd. It was a good environment. It was loud, but Purdue was the same way, and we'll face some tough road games in the MAC as well.
Yeah, and what does it mean for this week against New Hampshire to finally be back home and for you to coach your first game at home?
Yeah, we're really excited about it. We're excited. Our players are excited. Our staff's excited to come and play in Muncie in front of the home crowd and the students and the community. And it's family weekend, so hopefully we get a nice turnout and go out and play well.
And finally, Coach, what can the fans expect to see this weekend?
They're going to see a physical team like they've seen the first 2 weeks, and we just got to score some more points.
All right, thank you, Coach.
Appreciate it.
Back in the Betsy M. Ross SportsLink studios with more Cardinal Kickoff. I'm Rowan Elbert. That's Max Gilley. Let's talk about this New Hampshire team coming off a 19-16 win over Holy Cross. What stood out to you?
I was just impressed by this New Hampshire team. You know, they came in to that game specifically. They were great when it came to rushing. You know, total offensive yards was 279. They were very good. The passing game went pretty well. But this is a New Hampshire team that, when you look at it on paper, okay, you think, oh, this should be an easy one. You know, it's FCS. But this is New Hampshire team. They're ranked 23rd in the country in some of the FCS polls. This is not going to be an easy win. This is a New Hampshire team that wants to come into Muncie and be 3-0 on the year. So even though you would like it to be an easy home opener, this is a New Hampshire team that's going to have some motivation.
It is worth noting, too, They held Holy Cross to only 95 passing yards. Ball State themselves yet to eclipse 100 passing yards in a game this season. That could be something to monitor.
That's definitely. You know, I think there's going to be a good defensive matchup, and I think it's just going to come down to which team is going to struggle less on offense. That's been an issue for Ball State this season. Now, you got to remember, you're against a Purdue team and you're against an Auburn team, which in the nicest way possible is slightly above New Hampshire. So it's going to be interesting to see what can happen back home at Muncie. I think this is going to be a fun one. I think that this could be an exciting way to start a home opener and to start your season at Schumann Stadium.
Yeah, let's get a look at Ricky Santos, the head coach of New Hampshire, his fourth season at the helm. The previous three seasons with New Hampshire led them to a winning record, probably due in large part to his connection to the school. His alma mater is New Hampshire. He was a legendary quarterback there, had a cup of coffee with the Kansas City Chiefs as an undrafted free agent after his stint with New Hampshire. Again, a coach that has the connections to the program, kind of like Mike Yuremovich with all of his Indiana connections with Ball State. You love to see it.
That is 100% correct there. I couldn't have said that better. You know, it's always exciting when you get to see someone come back home and to continue to bring success to their program. And, I mean, he comes in, he has that NFL experience as well. Even if he, like you said, he only had a cup of coffee, that is still top experience that he can then show all of his players that, hey, if you want to make it up there, these are the steps that you're going to have to take. So he knows ball. He's a really talented head coach. This is going to be a really fun coaching matchup between these two coaches.
Indeed, it will be. And for more on the matchup with New Hampshire, we caught up with Ball State wide receiver Eric Weatherly. Here with Ball State wide receiver Eric Weatherly. Now, Eric, great performance on Saturday, 5 catches, 42 yards. What did it mean to you to do that in such a great environment like Auburn?
It feels good, you know, each week we practice, and it kind of just felt good to get back on the field and do it against a good opponent like Auburn.
In the grand scheme of things, Eric, you've been with now three different schools, Duke and Bucknell before. What makes Ball State different?
I would say the brotherhood here. We have a lot of people on the team who I consider my brothers. We have a very close bond here, and with the coaching staff bringing in the family environment, I love it.
And what contributes the most to that family environment?
I feel like we have a lot of competitors, people who hate to lose rather than love to win, which brings out the best in everybody, because our coaches always say competition brings out the best.
And finally, first home game this weekend. What does this mean to you to finally get to play at home in front of the Muncie crowd?
It feels good, you know, to come back home and get the W for Muncie and Ball State.
Thank you, Eric.
Thank you.
We're back in the Betsy M. Ross SportsLink Studios with more Cardinal Kickoff. Joining us, Ryan Stojets, to talk about the upcoming matchup with New Hampshire. How you doing, my friend?
Doing great. Appreciate you having me on. Excited to talk some football.
Yeah, and just looking at last week's matchup against Auburn, I want to get your thoughts on the matchup. What was your biggest takeaway?
Well, obviously, the score wasn't pretty. But when you're a MAC team going up against an SEC team in such a hostile environment, that Auburn crowd was really loud from the start. It was their home opener, so you knew there was going to be a lot of energy on their end. But I do think there were some positives for the Ball State Cardinals, especially on the defensive side. We saw them pressure Jackson Arnold early. 5 sacks total on the game for the Cardinals. I think that's really encouraging. And we saw Ball State look a little bit more ready to go from the start, I think, in the Auburn game compared to the Purdue game, where the Boilermakers marched down the field in a couple plays and scored in I think, less than a minute. I think the Cardinals were much more settled in, especially defensively, put some pressure on Auburn. And yes, you know, eventually the Tigers did put some points on the board and, you know, unfortunately a lot of points. But again, MAC, SEC, just being realistic, that was probably going to happen at some point. But I think Ball State looked a lot more ready to go from the jump. And I think that there were some encouraging things, really defensively, especially. That pass rush looked really good from the start. I think that's something to build on as we head into the back half of the non-conference part of the schedule.
Yeah, especially from a standpoint of you got 5 sacks, four in the first half. That edge rush looked really good for Ball State against Auburn. But now you move forward to New Hampshire. I mean, there's positive momentum on that end. How do you move that forward?
Well, if you're in New Hampshire, I mean, you're feeling really good right now. New Hampshire's 2-0. They got wins versus North Carolina Central and Holy Cross, and that was on a walk-off field goal. So, you know, that was really an emotional win for them. They're feeling good, and they're sort of in the position that Ball State was in the last 2 weeks, where now New Hampshire is the FCS underdog going on the road to take on an FBS team in Ball State. So they don't really have a lot to lose. You know, traditionally the FBS team should beat the FCS team, although we did see a FCS over MAC upset last week with Long Island beating Eastern Michigan. So certainly anything could happen in college football. So you think that that's inspiring for New Hampshire, probably, to see that score, to see that an FCS team can go and get it done. So New Hampshire, I think they're going to be pretty fired up for this one, even though it's not a matchup you see often. It's non-conference FCS versus FBS. New Hampshire sees, oh, Ball State's 0-2. There's been some struggles, you know, haven't really gotten it going offensively yet. We're 2-0, you know. I think New Hampshire is going to be really ready to go for this one. And I think they're going to be fired up despite it being a rare matchup. I think the Wildcats have a lot of momentum and they know it's going to be a challenge, but I think they'll be ready to meet it.
So I want to specifically focus on Ball State. We talked about it's the home opener. We're in the back half of non-conference before we get to a difficult Mid-American Conference slate. So how important is it for the Cardinals to be getting this win here at home when it comes to the momentum of this season?
I mean, I think it's, for a early season non-conference game, it's about as close to must win as you can get at this point in the season. And I say that because it is the home opener. I say that because it's a game Ball State is expected to win, being an FBS team hosting an FCS opponent in New Hampshire. And it's the home opener. It's family weekend. The weather looks fantastic. You know that tailgate scene's going to be electric. Should be a really strong crowd at Schumann Stadium. So I think there's a little bit of pressure on Ball State, really, especially, you know, offensively, where there's been, I think, more struggles. You know, Ball State hasn't been able to really put a lot of points on the board in their first two games, getting shut out against Purdue and then just the field goal against Auburn this past week. So I think really offensively there's pressure, but there's also opportunity, because now you've had a few weeks under your belt and now you finally got the crowd on your side. It should be easier to communicate in the huddle, communicate at the line of scrimmage, diversify the playbook a little bit, which is something I really think Ball State needs to do if they want to get out of these offensive struggles.
I am curious, though. I want to get both of your guys' thoughts on this. You're going up against Matt Vezza, another mobile quarterback for New Hampshire. You've already faced Jackson Arnold, a guy who can do it with his legs. How do you think already facing a great competition like that when it comes to a mobile quarterback really help them in a situation like this?
I think it just is going to really help them because, like you said, they've had that experience. They kind of know what to expect. They've seen, hey, we know what it takes to get some good moments. So I think that it, like we mentioned, it really helps. And the important thing is, listen, he's a good quarterback. He's not going to be probably at the level of Auburn, and that's important to remember. But the big thing is you've been exposed to it. You've already seen now for Purdue. You saw a guy who, hey, he isn't going to run it as much. He's going to mostly throw. And then you go look at Auburn. Hey, they're going to run it a lot more. So you've seen both. You already know what to expect. It's really helpful when it comes to the defense.
Yeah, I think, Max, you're spot on there. I think that, you know, the experience Ball State has had going against Power 4 opponents, you know, the scores don't look pretty, but Ball State's a better team because of what they went through these last 2 weeks. And it might be tough to see that now, but I think as we head into this week and then the UConn game after, and then I think the bye week and then conference play after that, I really think that facing that tough competition, having the early season adversity, I think it'll bring the team closer together and help them realize some things that they have to work on. But when it's all said and done, I think, you know, it's going to get a lot better for Ball State. I think that there's reasons for optimism when you look at the people they have on the roster, when you look at some bright spots from these last two games. Because, again, I mean, the scores are what they are, so you might have to dig a little deeper and go a little bit more beyond the box score to see some of those bright spots. But as someone that was at the Purdue game, watched all the Auburn game, you know, they were there, and I think that they're going to be there more in volume and also just more in frequency as we head into the New Hampshire game and beyond.
Hey, where are both of you guys most looking forward to seeing this Saturday from the Cardinals?
I'm just excited to see the atmosphere at Schumann Stadium. I mean, it's always exciting when you're in the fall and it's football season, but it's on another level when it's the home opener. It's a great day for football. I'm just excited to see the atmosphere and all the fans coming out to Schumann.
I'm excited to see that as well. And just to add on, I'll say in terms of on the field, I'm excited to see Ball State take some shots downfield. You know, they have some really talented offensive players. Kyle Kelly, so athletic, so dynamic in the pocket. But I would love to see them roll him out, get him going as a passer more, get his confidence going through the air early. You know, Ball State, a lot of roster turnover this year, a lot of new faces. But there is some holdover at the wide receiver position. Guys like Keon Magwood, Ty Robinson, veteran receivers who have played a good amount of college football, been with this program for a few years. I'm looking at them to help Kyle Kelly develop his confidence as a passer, and let's get some big plays. Let's get the ball down the field. That's something Ball State hasn't done enough in the first two contests of the season.
I couldn't agree more. Ryan, thank you so much for joining us.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, we'll be right back. But before that, we have an interview with Ball State defensive end Nathan Voorhees. Here with Ball State football's Nathan Voorhees. Now, Nathan, how do you evaluate just the overall defensive performance up front for the defense against Auburn?
I think we did a really good job, finished a lot of plays. I think we can do a better job executing overall. We left a few sacks, left a few tackles for loss on the field, but I think we came out and played pretty well.
And personally for you, not to think too far ahead, but in a couple of weeks you play against your former team, UConn. Obviously you're focused on New Hampshire now, but what does it mean to you to go back home in a sense to play in that matchup?
That's going to be a big game for me. I've been thinking about it a lot, but like you said, preparing for New Hampshire this week, so that's really where my mind is going to be focused.
And what can the fans expect this weekend? Finally at home against New Hampshire, what can the fans expect to see?
I think fans can expect to see another good showing from the D-line. Defense, you know, locked in, executing. And we're happy to have the fans on our side this time, so we're ready to ball out.
All right, thank you, Nathan.
Yes, sir, thank you.
Back in the Betsy M. Ross SportsLink Studios with more Cardinal Kickoff. Now, this is a big week for Ball State, going up against New Hampshire, finally at Schumann Stadium. What's it going to take for Ball State to get their first win of the season?
Well, I think for Ball State, they're going to need to get their running game up. You know, you got a quarterback in Kyle Kelly. He is great at the running game, but as we mentioned, the running game overall wasn't that good against Auburn. I think if they can turn it around against New Hampshire, I think that is what is going to help them get this win. And then your defense is just going to need to keep doing what they did against Auburn and just making smart choices.
Yeah, the next week, you got UConn on the road. We mentioned it earlier talking to Nathan Voorhees. That's going to be a big game for him. Of course, he's a former UConn Husky, and another tough road challenge for Ball State.
It's definitely going to be tough, but you want to get those wins on the road, but also it's the last non-conference game before you head to Maction. You don't want to head into Maction only being 1-3. It feels a lot better to come in with a two-game win streak than coming in with a loss.
Max, I think I can just speak for everybody at this point. I'm excited to see football at Schumann Stadium again.
It's definitely going to be awesome. It's going to be a great day for football. Like we mentioned, it's family weekend. There's going to be a lot of people there. The atmosphere, it's going to be a fun one. And there's nothing better here on campus than when it's Ball State football season.
You know it. And that'll do it for me, Rowan Elbert, and Max Gilley. The Ball State Cardinals are in action at 2 o'clock this Saturday against New Hampshire at home. This has been the Cardinal Kickoff. The Cardinal Kickoff is a Ball State SportsLink production.